This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley reporting 1320 WILS and coming to you on 1320WILS.com. Technology plays such a role in everything we do. And through technology, social media is how I found out about our next story. Joining me on the phone is Graham Davis, Director of New Media for Truscott Rossman. Good evening, Graham. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. You're about to get real busy down at the Capitol, but I was perusing Facebook this afternoon, looking through things, and I found a Facebook post on the Truscott Rossman page that you were going to be live tweeting tonight's State of the Speech speech from Governor Snyder with live updates. And, I mean, just right there, we're putting technology together with me checking it out on Facebook, and here you are. I made a call.
We love it, Cheryl.
I absolutely, and I feel like I've succeeded because I made your tweet.
Yeah, thank you so much for following.
Very good. Now tell, you know, there are some folks, I frankly haven't tweeted yet. I haven't joined in with that bunch. I'm apparently going to have to do it tonight so I can listen to your coverage of tweeting. And tell people how this all works.
Well, this is, you know, as more and more people have been getting their news through the internet and through social media in particular. I used to work for Governor Granholm's office. I was her new media director. So 2 years ago, she was delivering her State of the State speech, and we decided, why not live tweet it? So many folks might not be able to watch it on TV, might not be able to tune in on radio, or might just like seeing the key lines that they may have missed tweeted out there. So what we did then and what I'll be doing tonight is putting out some of the key lines from Governor Snyder's speech. I'll also be watching for some of the tweets that other folks around are putting out. I know the Senate Democrats will be tweeting throughout tonight's speech. I know Speaker Bolger will be tweeting throughout tonight's speech, and I think that Governor Snyder will be. So it's really a great way to find out different viewpoints at once, especially during a live event, and to be able to offer your own viewpoints as well, since anyone can join in.
Now, we might as well, we'll do it again later, but we might as well tell people how they can follow you and how they go about joining in this technology.
Well, yeah, folks can follow along by following Truscott Rossman on Twitter. That's just twitter.com/Truscott Rossman. And if you'd like to join in with all the State of the State tweeting tonight, there's something out there called a hashtag, which is a word that's preceded by a pound sign. So you'll see like a pound sign, M-I-S-O-T-S. Any tweet that has that in it is talking about the State of the State. So if you just do a quick search on Twitter, you can go to search.twitter.com. You can search for the pound sign M-I-S-O-T-S, and that'll just pop up a big list of live, real-time updates with everything that anyone's saying about the State of the State.
What is your background, Graham? And I need to correct myself. Before I went to the break, I said news media, and clearly new media is the key word here because that's what this is. What is your background?
You know, I was always fascinated by politics and actually always wanted to go into journalism, but as I kind of saw the decline of print newspapers and even some other traditional media outlets, I figured that new media was kind of the direction things were moving in, and it made sense to try to get in on the ground floor. So there really aren't programs yet that are teaching this full-time, like in a college curriculum. MSU has one class, but that's about it. So I just started blogging. I started teaching myself. I've always tried to follow the latest social media advances, and there's really great opportunity out there for people who want to jump into this field.
Well, how did you get involved with the Granholm administration from being kind of self-taught in a new area of technology?
Well, actually, I was a student at the James Madison College at MSU and was doing my field experience. We had to do an internship somewhere. So I was interning at the Michigan Democratic Party. I heard of this job opening up in the governor's office doing new media. So I jumped at it and took the job in March 2008, and it was a great ride until last month.
and now you're with the Truscott Rossman Group. Now, there's a powerhouse again.
Yeah, it's really great to be with such a fantastic team. You know, we've got great communicators all around, from Kelly Rossman McKinney to John Truscott to Phil Lewis, Josh Hovey, and Megan Brown. I mean, really a fantastic team, and it's just great to be aboard.
Now, were you on with either group before the merger happened?
Yeah, I actually started at the Rossman Group on December 13th, so I had a very short stint there and was excited to hear about the joining forces and just very excited about the future of our firm.
Then had to change your business card pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, I've got about 498 old Rossman Group business cards if anyone wants one.
You'll make them a real deal.
Yeah, you know, it might be a good giveaway on Facebook. Folks will have to watch for that.
They'll have to follow you there. Now, where will you actually be then? You'll be on the floor, or you've got a special seat on the floor at the house?
And actually, one of the nice things about doing new media is that you don't physically have to be in the building to do it. In previous years, Internet's sometimes spotty in the Capitol. One time I had my Internet access go out right before the speech. So I live only about three blocks away from the Capitol. I've got a bunch of monitors set up here and a TV tuned to MGTV. So it's really a great setup to watch Twitter and watch the speech live at the same time.
You know, I think what I did is just showed how old I am, didn't I? By thinking, well, of course he's going to be there.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun to be part of it, but it's a lot easier to follow the action online, at least being in front of a computer and not having to worry about reading off a cell phone or having it go dead in the middle of the speech.
I did was paying attention, obviously, to Facebook this afternoon, and Truscott Rossman was posting different posts about what people expect to hear from the speech tonight. What's kind of the buzz and you know, around the office, what folks are looking for from inside and outside the office?
You know, I think folks are really expecting some tough choices to be laid out by Governor Snyder tonight. I think folks are expecting tough decisions and are expecting more details. I think we'll get some more details about the governor's proposals tonight, but I think most of that will come in his budget message next month. It'll certainly be interesting. I know folks have been worried about possible cuts for state employees, about other public employee compensation changes, and it'll just be interesting to see what he rolls out.
Are you, now, I'm not trying to trivialize at all. It's a big night for the governor and for the state of Michigan. But there have been articles written about the governor's dress code. And I heard some things earlier in people on Facebook chatting about whether or not he'll be wearing a tie. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I think he will wear a tie. Unfortunately, I'm someone that would really, you know, I'd be happy to take my tie off daily. And I love the governor's earlier call to no more ties, Lansing. But we actually did a poll on the Truscott Rossman Facebook page. Anyone can vote. Folks can still vote. There's still 45 minutes before the speech. But 61% of our fans thought that he will wear a tie. 38% thought that they wouldn't. So I think that says it all.
I love how we get instant reaction to questions posed posed, you know, out there with technology. And of course, earlier we talked with Rob Bakian of Michigan Radio Network, and we talked about the fact, you know, his different style of speaking, no prepared speech. He's not supposed to be using or he's chosen not to use a teleprompter this evening. You know, that's different for folks in media and so forth of all aspects, that he's choosing to do things differently right off the bat with that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really interesting. He did the same thing for his inaugural address, where he spoke from an outline and not from prepared remarks. And I thought it was a pretty good speech. I thought it was well-delivered and thought that it didn't really lose anything by not being prepared or written on a teleprompter. So if it works for him and he's most comfortable with it, it's great.
I think that's probably the answer right there. It's working for him, and that's how he's most comfortable. So you'll be tweeting throughout the address tonight. Are you going to be tweeting reactions or anything throughout the evening, or we'll just look forward to your tweets in the coming days?
We'll be tweeting throughout the evening. You know, I'll probably be doing it for a couple hours after the speech as we see more and more news articles come out about it. We'll be retweeting interesting things that other folks are saying on Twitter, so follow Truscott Rossman on Twitter tonight for all the action.
Very good. Can we have you one more time tell people how they can join in following your tweets of the speech tonight, Graham?
Yeah, sure. They can just go to twitter.com/Truscott Rossman, and there it'll pull up all of our live tweets in succession. Feel free to tweet at us. You can just hit reply once you're at that page, and I'll watch for your tweet, and we'll retweet it if we like it.
Very good. Well, Graham, thank you very much. This was an aspect that I hadn't caught up with yet, so I'm going to join in and enjoy it as well. I appreciate you staying with us this evening, and then you've got a busy evening ahead.
Busy, but it's going to be a fun evening. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
You're very welcome, Graham. Thank you. We've been speaking with Graham Davis, Director of New Media for Truscott Rossman, who'll be tweeting Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State speech tonight. We'll be back with more after this.